Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, this is Renee Lowe, and I am your host of The Queen Slayer. I am the CEO of Onyx Queen Media, and I'm also the curator for Blackberry Naturals. I know it has been a long time since I've been on here, but I kind of want to give everybody a little update, life update. There's going to be a few things, but today's episode, and for those of you who will be looking for the show notes, this episode is Season 9, Episode 7, Dealing with Loss as an Entrepreneur. So that's Season 9, Episode 7, and you know that we have 8 episodes per season, so we actually have one more episode after this before we go into Season 10. So it's Season 9, Episode 7, Dealing with Loss as an Entrepreneur. I'm not going to keep you guys too long. It's actually pretty late. It's going on into the midnight hour here on Friday night, July 6th, and just wanted to talk about, just like the title says, dealing with loss as an entrepreneur. Just to give a little background for people who may not have known, my dad had been sick for the past, about 6 years or so, since he retired. He retired in 2012. And, you know, it's been kind of like an up and down sort of roller coaster situation. For the first 3 or 4 years or so of him having to have a pacemaker put in, he was dealing with heart failure, things like that. You know, he was still able to kind of get around and go up and down steps and, you know, not overly active, but at least able to get around on his own. Then about 2 years ago, maybe 2.5 years ago, he had a stroke and actually had small, I think the proper name of it is called ischemic strokes. They're like aftershock strokes, and somebody correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that that's the name. So he had the stroke, and, you know, my mom and I, my sister, we could definitely tell that that's what it was. And that significantly slowed him down about 2.5 years ago. And in the last, if we jump ahead about a year or so back, maybe 8 months to a year or so back, he was really having a hard time. Very numb hands, and his mobility was definitely affected heavily. Maybe last Christmas, he was able to, like, you know, get up and even, you know, go to the bathroom on his own, things like that. But after the new year, going into the spring, I would say February, March or so of 2018, he had to have a lot of help, you know, just to do basic things, you know, and it really started wearing down. And over this time as well, Alzheimer's was setting in and so on. So it has been a pretty significant decline over the last, I would say, 6 months to a year. And my parents celebrated their, in March, celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary, their golden anniversary. And in April, my dad celebrated his 80th birthday. And then about a month or so after that, my dad passed away. So I know that some people didn't know, and for those the listeners that may not know, now you know. For folks who are close to me, or, you know, who know my family, know that I was in New York for about
I would say maybe about 6 weeks or so. My dad passed away May 21st, 2018, and I was in New York since that time and just got back from New York literally 3 days ago. And I just wanted just a couple days just to myself, just to regroup my mind, you know. But I can say that, you know, the funeral was not a funeral. It was a homegoing. It was beautiful. I picked particular family members to speak on behalf of my dad, you know, their experience with my dad. My sister spoke and sang. I wrote my dad's obituary. It was not a typical obituary. If anybody knows how I write, know that, you know, I'm not going to have this boring obituary. You know, anybody who's in the writing arena or journalist knows that obituaries are supposed to be just the facts. You know, they lived then, they died then, they had this many children, you know, whatever. But I made it a little bit more fun. I talked about his little quirky things that made him so unique, you know, as my dad. And it was amazing. Family came from Jamaica. They came from Florida. They came from Boston. They came from just so many different places I can't even think of everywhere. But it was just amazing. And though it was sad, it wasn't an air of heaviness at all. It was an air of this man lived an amazing life. And he was this strong Christian West Indian man, you know. And it was just great to hear people reminisce about him and just speak so highly of him. And I can absolutely do the same. You know, and it was just, we knew the time was coming. I did not think that it would be at the top of the summer. We knew it was winding down, you know, and I will probably talk a little bit more in detail about that, but at a later time, because I just think there's still some things that, you know, I want to organize in my thoughts before I share it with people. But I did want to jump on to, you know, let you guys know that I'm back in the swing of things. And, you know, I thought about it today, and I was like, you know, I feel like I want to do a recording. So I just quickly wanted to talk about dealing with loss as an entrepreneur. I know that a lot of you guys out there who listen to my podcast are solopreneurs. You don't have a staff. You may not even have an intern. So how do you deal with loss as an entrepreneur? Because when you're an entrepreneur, 80% of the time, even more, you're on your own. So how do you take time off? You know, when you work a 9-to-5 job, you can take bereavement time and you'll still get the same paycheck. You know, you can take some time off. You can stretch your vacation out, you know, things like that. But when you're an entrepreneur, you don't really get that choice. So some of the things that I dealt with, you know, I definitely took a solid week of answering no business calls, no nothing. But the one thing to do to prepare for things like that, you know, when you do experience loss or there's a sickness in the family or something where it's going to take your time away from work, you do need to take a good week just to shut off everything, you know. But before you do, if you do have a staff, let them know. If you do have your clients that are depending on you, let them know. You know, if you can put somebody in your place, which I did, I was supposed to be going to an event in Houston. I put someone in my place. The whole thing was planned, everything done, and someone to just execute the project for me, which they did amazingly. The time to self-care and spend with your family, which is exactly what I did. I would get up very, very early in the morning, which I normally do anyway, and I would just get as much work done by like 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and then I would just shut off, and everything else was just, you know, my family and I. You definitely have to take care of yourself. And I think that's one thing that we don't do as entrepreneurs when we're dealing with loss. We often do not take care of ourselves the way that we need to. So just don't forget to self-care and spend time with your family. One thing that I will be doing this week is I'll be taking off again. I'll be in New Orleans for Essence Fest. You guys know that I always do Essence Fest every year, and I probably will do a few podcasts or even go live from the festival while I'm there. But I convinced my mom, you know, I convinced my mom to join me for Essence Fest as well. So we'll be spending time throughout the beginning part of July. And it'll be great, you know, it'll be a good time. And I'm just so excited that, you know, she could, we've had our sad times, but she could gather herself together to do it, you know. And I think that'll be a way to kind of give the summer, just a way to kind of give the summer a better spin, because we were not expecting him, you know, my dad to go this soon. I think we knew it was coming. It was not a surprise, but I think we all thought we had more time, you know. And all I can say is dealing with loss as an entrepreneur, it definitely puts you in a different headspace. But as an entrepreneur, you got to get back in the game. You can't stay down too long. You know, I would not put a time frame on when you need to get back going, but once you kind of feel back up to it, even if it's only been a week, get back to your regular schedule. Get back to adding more things into your, you know, get back to adding more things into your routine and, you know, start to get back on track, because your business is important. You know, those folks, we can't bring them back. You know, we can't bring them back. And I know that my business was very important to my dad as well. I often had many conversations with him about my business and about how things were going, and he would ask me a lot of questions. So I know it's something that he saw flourish for me, and it's definitely something that he would want me to, you know, not be too down and drowned out about and sad. You know, you can't help but be sad, because that's just life. But at some point you have to say, okay, you know, hopefully when you do go through things, you have a good support system around you, which I did. And it was amazing. It was amazing. Family was there, and just so many family members, even from my in-law side, you know, even not being together anymore with my ex, but that side of the family too was just, it was just amazing to have that support. So dealing with loss as an entrepreneur, this is season 9, episode 7. Take time for self-care. Take the time to spend with your family. Don't put a timeline on things, but just add back little by little into your routine so you can keep your business afloat, because it definitely is very important. But, again, it is July. We are into July. I can't even believe it. We're already a week into July. It's July 6th already. Can you imagine? I will be at Essence Fest. I will be repping Blackberries in NOLA once again, second year in a row. I'm so excited. I cannot wait. It's going to be amazing. I will be touching down in NOLA tomorrow morning, so I am going to try to get some sleep so that I can go live from NOLA tomorrow and the rest of the week and I will talk to you guys soon. If you want to get in touch with me, please email me, info@onyxqueenmedia.com. You can follow my Essence Fest Travels, Very Naturals, on Instagram, and also follow me on Instagram, @onyxqueenmedia. Talk to you guys soon. Bye.